From the City of Angels, near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Mental health disorders are on the rise in every country in the world and could cost the global economy up to $16 trillion between 2010 and 2030. A Catholic bishop has said he is establishing a delivery ministry group of people who will be attempting to rid people of the devil through exorcisms. That's what he wants to start. How about this? Psychologists at the University of York embarked on a study, and they say that new research suggests that the average person can recognize 5,000 different faces. How about that? Story that we had last week, regularly eating foods like bacon and sausages may raise the risk of breast cancer, according to researchers. Why? In a moment, let's check in with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. I'm going to give you a toll-free number to call right now, too, where people are standing by to give you advice. That's 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO, the website criticalhealthnews.com. Shut them down. Let's hit them with the server, criticalhealthnews.com. And also some great news for you with your smartphones, with your Androids and your Apples. Go to your app store and put in Critical Health News. They have free apps for you, and they're available right now. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. And as he does every several weeks, he joins us with some incredible critical health news. Dr. Joel Wallach, of course. And again, the toll-free number to call where there are operators on duty to help you out at any time. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234, the website criticalhealthnews.com. And as I mentioned, apps available now with Critical Health News in your Apple Store or your Android Google Store. Just go pick up the free apps and use it as often as you can. Doc Wallach back with us on Coast to Coast. Lots to talk with you about tonight, sir. How are you?
Fabulous, George. It's always good to be with you. You are the greatest.
Well, so are you, Doc. You help so many people. I got to tell you again, I came back from an event several weeks ago, and I, you know, after the event, we do meet and greets, and they grabbed me by my arm, and they said, if you see Doc Wallach, would you just thank him? He saved my life. So you've helped a lot of people.
Yeah, literally millions. We're in 50 countries now, George, and we're so very proud of that. We have 5,000 products to deal with over 900 different diseases. And it's just, we run into this all over the world, and it's just very gratifying to be able to help so many people.
Doc, a story that I had a couple weeks ago that I saved knowing you were going to be on was, and you've talked about this, but eating foods like bacon and sausages, they say, may raise the risk of breast cancer. What's going on here?
Well, it's an absolute fact. My thesis for my postdoctoral fellowship in the 60s and 70s, I did 20,000 autopsies. 17,000 some change of over 454 species of zoo animals and 3,000 humans looking for a common thread where animals were getting the same diseases and deaths from the same pollutants, because everybody knew the Earth was going to end in 2 weeks from pollution as humans. And what I found was, of course, that there were no deaths from pollution. But what I did find that when people ate one serving a day, whether they're male or females, if they ate one serving a day of any processed meat, things like deli slices, sandwich meat, sausage, ham, bacon, bologna, salami, pastrami, pepperoni, jerky, carby, spam, chorizo, those kind of things, it increased the risk of many different types of cancers at the same rate as smoking two packs of cigarettes a day. I wrote that up and published it in 1971. Everybody laughed at me. Well, in 2015, the World Health Organization said it, and then just a couple of weeks ago, this big study in England where they looked at like 500,000 people who were eating these processed meats, and sure enough, you know, men get breast cancer.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, as well as women. And, of course, it also had a causative effect in lung cancer and colorectal cancer and stomach cancer and so on. Absolute fact. And so I haven't eaten processed meats for 50 years.
Doc, I've got a friend of mine who has been just starting the regimen a little late, and let me tell you why. She went to the doctor a couple months ago, and they diagnosed her with uterine cancer.
Okay.
I guess they're going to give her a full hysterectomy. She's all upset, but what do you do at this stage?
Okay. Has it metastasized? In other words, has it left the uterus and gone to lymph nodes in the liver and that kind of thing?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, your immune system is your best friend when you have cancer. Chemotherapy kills cancer cells, no doubt about it, but it also kills normal cells. Many people who die, probably 80% of the people who die when they're getting chemotherapy treatment for cancer, the doctor says, oh, gosh, you know, we got them too late and are so sorry that we weren't able to stop the cancer. But invariably, it was the fact that the chemotherapy agents killed all the normal cells that killed the patients, not the cancer. And so that's a problematic thing with treating with chemotherapy. But it's everybody's choice whether they're going to get that or not. The antioxidants and immune support is your best friend when you have any type of cancer, any type of cancer. And so whether it's uterine cancer, testicular cancer, prostate cancer, colorectal cancer, stomach cancer, lung cancer, brain cancer, I mean, we could have saved John McCain if he'd have come to us, okay? He had a brain cancer that was actually caused by a deficiency of a single mineral. But they gave him chemotherapy instead of giving him the nutrients.
And is it okay to do both?
Well, many people do, and they do very well. We have one.
I would, God forbid. I would. You know, because I like conventional medicine in some cases, mm-hmm. But I'd love natural things in all cases. But I probably would do I would hedge my bets and do a combination.
Nothing wrong with that. Well, we have one product. I mean, we have probably 24 antioxidant products. I would take them all. But there's two of them, one of which was done a big study in Charlotte, North Carolina, at the medical school. And it was a 10-year study, $120 million study. It was a government study. And it's on our muscadine grapeseed extract. It's a liquid from our Nature's Pearl division. And it's published in three journals, and it just came out like last year, the end of the study. And it was one of the most effective cancer, which I say survival products. And it's a liquid, and you take two servings a day per 100 pounds of body weight, and there's nothing like it out there. And that's they were just so excited by the $120 million government study, the medical school in Charlotte, North Carolina, published in the three medical journals. It's our liquid extract from the muscadine grapeseed, and it's just a beautiful product. And then, of course, we have what we call our Z-Radical. 850 university studies in Japan on Z-Radical. It has the fucoidin, which is an extract from red marine algae, that they credit is the reason why they have so few cancer deaths there. And they have a lower rate of cancer than any other nation because they eat so much of this red marine algae as part of their sushi stuff. It's part of their standard diet. And so we have a product called Z-Radical and Fucoid Z, the capsules, and Z-Radical, the liquid. And so I take that, and, of course, I take the muscadine grapeseed capsules, and I take the muscadine grapeseed liquid just for prevention to keep my immune system at top, and I don't eat the processed meats. And so... You give your body the 90 essential nutrients, the 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 minerals, 3 fatty acids, so your body functions properly, including your immune system, and you're going to do very well. Your quality of life goes up. You live longer. You are able to fend off and avoid so many diseases because most of the ones that used to be said to be genetic are really just simple nutritional deficiency diseases, and that's why my thesis, George, is in the Smithsonian Institute as National Treasure and sells for $25,000 each.
Jeez. That's amazing. And Youngevity, the company behind criticalhealthnews.com, is entering the cannabis market in a big way right now in this CBD oil. I think is going to be a wonder for people, isn't it, Doug?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, there's thousands of little companies have out there CBD oils, and they sell CBD oils in tobacco shops and whiskey stores and liquor stores and so forth. So what we did, we added things to our CBD oil. So it's a blend, and you get the benefit of the CBD oil plus the enhancement of these other products. We have three products right now, and we're going to have two more before the end of the year. The first one was, it's a dropper bottle. If you put drops on your tongue, it's called Relax. And this CBD oil blend has chamomile in it, lavender, valerian, which many people are familiar with, and melatonin, all just sort of relax you and just is so good.
Very smart.
Yeah, and so now, instead of our CBD oil, which everybody else has, dealing with, say, five or six standard problems, including sleep, apnea, and so forth, now our blend with all these, again, chamomile, lavender, valerian, and melatonin, with our CBD oil, now it deals with 50 issues. And, of course, we have a topical cream. It's in a pump bottle for pain. And not only does it have the pain relief of CBD oil, which is just fabulous in its own right, we have a big mixture of herbs in there, which and minerals. And, of course, we have glutathione and other antioxidants.
All right, hold on for a sec, Doc. We'll talk more about this. I've got a whole handful of emails that have come in for you. Tom's going to start taking some phone calls. Don't forget the phone number to call for help, 1-855-949-7234. That's 1-855-949-RADIO. Definitely go to the website, criticalhealthnews.com. Well, we're taking your calls next hour with Doc Wallach, but we're going to start earlier this hour as well because he gets so many calls, and I got so many people that I end up leaving on hold, so we're going to take your calls in just a few minutes here to get things going. I've got a whole bunch of emails. And those of you who just need to speak to someone about certain things that you need advice on, it's 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO. The website, criticalhealthnews.com. In your app store, just look for Critical Health News. Free apps now to download. They've got them going, and they are fantastic. Everett, Washington, March 23rd, our live stage show event. We're going to have just a wonderful time, meet and greet after the event. How do you get your tickets for the Everett, Washington show? Just go to our website, coasttocoastam.com, under events, or in the carousel reel, there'll be a direct link. You just click that, and then pick your seats and have some fun. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. We're back with Doc Wallach. Your phone calls as well at criticalhealthnews.com. The webmaster for Critical Health News is laughing at us because we have not shut his server down. He claims that he has one that is impenetrable. Give it a try. Coast, go to criticalhealthnews.com, all you coasties. criticalhealthnews.com. Doc, before we go to calls, I've got a few emails here. One writes, John writes and says, can you just tell me about the effects of alcohol on a person's health? I hear things that wine is good for you, then I hear not. What's going on?
Okay, well, wine is legendary, and if you're religious, of course, Jesus turned water into wine to give to the masses. Wine in modest amounts is a very good antioxidant. It has resveratrol in it, and we have a wonderful product called Cell Shield RTQ. The R stands for resveratrol, which is found in red wine, and two of our capsules of Cell Shield RTQ gives you the same amount of resveratrol, this wonderful antioxidant in the red wine, as 264 glasses of red wine. So I take nine of them a day. I'm trying to get 1,000 glasses of red wine in every day of resveratrol without the alcohol.
Plus the 10 that you drink when you're out at events with me.
Yeah, I do like a couple of glasses. In fact, I had two glasses of red wine tonight with a steak and a baked sweet potato and a salad.
And your two dozen eggs.
Yes. Well, that's for breakfast.
All right. All right, but red wine is good for you, isn't it?
Yes, red wine is very good for you, and of course, beer, you have to watch it. You have to get gluten-free beers, because beer, you see, you know, these Irishmen with the rosy cheeks and big red noses and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
That's caused by a gluten problem. It causes a deficiency of a particular nutrient that results in that.
Interesting.
And it also increases your risk of all kinds of stuff, malabsorption, because it affects your intestines. Gluten problems, beer, we're looking at, it's made from wheat, barley, rye, and oats, and then, of course, there's scotch and bourbon and rye whiskey. They're all made from wheat, barley, rye, and oats, and so you have to watch all those things, and that's why the Asians tend to do better, because they make their wines and their beer from rice, and there's no gluten in rice.
Let's go to the phones. We'll pick it up by going to Helen in New York to get things started. Hello, Helen.
Yes, I have a question. I've been led to believe that I have prediabetes.
Prediabetes, okay.
Prediabetes, yes. Can you explain this? What are the consequences of this, and does this have a bad ending?
Okay. Well, first of all, diabetes can certainly have a bad ending. It can kill you. And before it kills you, you get your feet amputated because you have bad circulation. You go blind. You get cardiovascular disease, all these complications.
Neuropathy and everything else.
Yeah, neuropathy. And so there's many, many complications of type 2 diabetes, which makes up 98% of the diabetic population. And type 2 diabetes is actually a nutritional deficiency of a single mineral. It is not genetic in any way, shape, or form. It can be familial because everybody eats the same way, they cook the same way, they live in the same regions, and so would be deficient in that same nutrient. And so we take people who've been serious, hard, brittle diabetics for 30 years, and in 30 days are next diabetic. And so all we have to do is know how much you weigh. How much do you weigh, Helen?
Probably about 165.
165.
Okay. And so do you have any other issues quickly, like asthma, bronchitis, any skin problems, eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis, or bowel problems?
No. I had cancer 40 years ago.
Okay. What type?
Ovary.
Okay, ovarian.
And
okay.
You beat it. Good for you.
Good for you. Yes, absolutely. Okay. So at 155 pounds, I'd have you give up all the bad stuff for pre-diabetic. That means no fried foods, no exceptions, no fried foods, no processed meats, no deli slices, sandwich meats. We talked about it earlier. Eating processed meats will increase your risk of cancer, could be ovarian cancer, and could also cause many other types of cancer. The same as smoking two packs of cigarettes. So you got to get rid of the processed meats, no oils, no olive oil, coconut oil, margarines, mayonnaise, salt, dressing, cooking oils. It causes free radical damage to your arteries and so forth. Also, you got to give up gluten, wheat, barley, and oats because it damages your intestines so you can't absorb. At 155 pounds, you're a perfect candidate for two of our healthy blood sugar packs. There's one healthy blood sugar pack per 100 pounds of body weight. And as a pre-diabetic, you want to kind of put oil in your car before the engine burns up. You don't want to wait until you get full-blown diabetes before you jump on it. And so you take these full dose of everything twice a day. That's two of the healthy blood sugar packs per month, and take a full dose of everything at breakfast and dinner time, including the sweeties. And check your own blood sugar. You don't need to go to a doctor every time to get your blood sugar taken. You go to the pharmacy without a prescription. You get the test strips. And you check your blood sugar, and your blood sugar should start coming down. And if you're not on medication, it's beautiful. If you're on medication, you should see that you need less and less medication. And usually within 30 to 60 days, you're an ex-diabetic. It's a simple nutritional deficiency. It is not genetic. It's easy to prevent, easy to get rid of.
All right. Good luck, Helen. Hope everything works out. Always when you call in to talk to Doc, if you have a piece of paper and a pencil or a pen with you, because he gives you a lot of information. But if you miss it, call 1-855-949-7234. He has trained people there that can give you some advice. 1-855-949-RADIO. And the website will help you out always at criticalhealthnews.com. Doc, another email in, this one from David. He says, can you ask the doctor to mention a couple of reliable companies that do hair follicle testing for minerals and heavy metals? I don't know if you know that straight off the top or not, Doc.
Yeah, we've been doing that for 50 years.
Okay.
And so basically, my book, Rare Earth Spin Cures, in Chapter 11, it goes into the great details of the usefulness of a hair analysis. It's something that medical doctors do not do. And you can also pick up, you can detect all kinds of things with a hair analysis that you can't in any other part of the physical exam. For instance, a blood test won't tell you, an EKG won't tell you these things. You know, the sudden deaths in these young athletes, the sudden heart attacks, you can pick that up so you can prevent it, and, you know, supplement properly and fix the problem. Also, school shooters, mass murders, serial killers, suicidal tendencies, also people who are domestic violent, these sorts of things. Are all preventable because they're caused by deficiency of a single nutrient, George, which you can only pick up with a hair analysis.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. And so there's been hundreds of millions of dollars spent on this research. There's a wonderful study which is written up in this book, Rare Earth Spin Cures, in chapters 4, 5, and 6, and chapter 11. In fact, the people who did not have access to AK-47s wind up killing 300 people instead of 17 like they do with the AK-47 or 58 like this Stephen
Paddock
did
in
Vegas. Yeah. And so he was deficient in that nutrient, and that's why the government, the FBI, 2 months ago threw up their hands and said, you know, we have no evidence of domestic terrorism, international terrorism. We don't know why this guy did this shooting in Vegas. That's because they did not do a hair analysis on him.
Now, that single ingredient, and I know you don't like to tell us the single ingredient because you think people rush out and just get that and they forget about everything else.
The other 89.
But can you hint to us a little bit about what that could be?
I'll tell you it's the same mineral, and I will tell you that it used to be the main ingredient of 7-Up.
Really?
Yeah. At the turn of the century, when Coca-Cola was coming on strong, at the turn of the 20th century, why did they call it Coca-Cola? Because it was made from cocaine. And Coca-Cola and 7-Up were the reasons why doctors lobbied to get pharmaceuticals prescription required, because they're tired of people just going into the little drugstore, grocery stores, and you can get, you know, the guy behind the counter to pull that little handle and give you a glass full of Coca-Cola, right? And you got your cocaine and your pain went away and didn't need to go to the doctor. Same thing was true when you had suicidal tendencies, you're depressed and had manic depression, and you were involved with domestic violence, and you'd already killed 10, 20 people in your neighborhood. Nobody knew it yet because, you know, you're going out at night and killing them with an axe or with a rope around their neck or throwing a gallon glass jar of gasoline into a church and then throwing a torch in there and killing 300 in an hour, okay? And so it's a single nutrient in that 7-Up, and it's a single nutrient, and they're two different nutrients. Oh, and 7-Up is one, and then Coca-Cola is the other one.
No, now we know it's not cocaine because you don't put that in your ingredients.
No, that's correct. Well, cocaine is an organic compound, and you wouldn't be able to find much about that in hair analysis. But a hair analysis can also tell you if you're malabsorbing, tell you what nutrients you're deficient in, and, of course, if you look up those nutrients in the book Rarest Been Cured, you say, this deficiency causes all this domestic violence and suicide and mass murders and school shootings. This one, when deficient, causes sudden heart death of athletes. This one...
Is it potassium?
I'm sorry?
Is it potassium?
Oh, no, sir, not even close.
Huh. I'm going to bend your arm. You're not going to tell me, are you?
Well, hey, we have the same birthday. Let's get together, have a glass of red wine and some minerals, and we'll talk about it.
Selenium?
Nope.
Huh. But you do get it in the supplements.
That is correct.
Okay. That's important.
Oh, yes. Just like you get the one nutrient that's missing when you get type 2 diabetes or prediabetes. It's in our healthy blood sugar pack.
So, but you're saying the nutrient by itself really isn't going to do anything.
Well, it might, but it's going to be hit or miss because if you take it by itself, you're assuming that the individual is getting all the other stuff that's needed as cofactors to make it work properly.
All right. Barry in St. Louis. Go ahead, Barry.
Yeah, Doc, I've had a couple heart surgeries, and they put the stents in, the angio. But my primary source of food before them was eggs, and they just poo-pooed them big time. And I hear you talking all the time about your lots of eggs in your diet. And one of my latest cardiologists told me I could have eggs again. Do you know what the skinny is and how I could eat them and if it's safe to eat them if you're a heart patient?
Sure. Okay, well, first of all, I want you to get a hold of my CD called A Stick of Butter Day Keeps a Doctor Away. It's not an apple a day keeps a doctor away. It's a stick of butter
stick
day.
Stick of butter.
Kind of answers these questions.
It's better than margarine, that's for sure.
Oh, no, you cannot have margarine. No. Okay, because it causes a plaque in the arteries. And when you have plaque in the arteries, which required the stents and the surgeries and all that kind of stuff in your heart blood vessels, this is caused by inflammation. And it was first written up, gosh, in the 1700s, there was a guy by the name of Monkeyberg, and he was giving cod liver oil to kids for rickets. And he got overzealous with it, and he was giving them, like, you know, a cup a day of cod liver oil and to avoid and reverse rickets. And 700 kids died in one summer. And when they did the autopsy on them, they all had what they called Monkeyberg sclerosis. They all had plaque in their arteries because of the inflammation causing the arteries by the cod liver oil oxidizing and turning into trans fats. I found the same thing in 1970 in wild sheep in the Atlas Mountains of North Africa, just north of Morocco. Where are they getting their cholesterol? Cholesterol is your best friend. Cholesterol deficiency causes Alzheimer's disease. You do not want cholesterol deficiency. You want to be eating, say, a minimum of 4 to 6 eggs twice a day with a soft yolk.
Actually, low cholesterol is worse than high cholesterol.
Well, low cholesterol, you're going to get low T. You're going to get ED, erectile dysfunction. If you're a woman, you're going to get menopause. You'll get adrenal exhaustion and sleep apnea. And, of course, you're going to get Alzheimer's disease. You do not want low cholesterol. Your total cholesterol, George and Barry, should be somewhere around 350 to 500. You're shooting for 350 to 500, double what the doctors say it should be. And if you get it below 200, let's say, like, you know, 140 kind of thing, you're going to get Alzheimer's disease. And you know why all the doctors are buying up all the nursing homes, because they're telling all their patients to get on statin drugs and lower their cholesterol. So eggs are good as long as you don't fry them, don't cook them in oil. They got to be poached with soft yolks, soft-boiled soft yolks, soft scrambled butter. And they're your best friend because they give you the cholesterol. A cholesterol deficiency has killed more people, probably 50 times more people than the Nazis did in the Second World War since 1942 when they initiated. And the reason why doctors demonized cholesterol was to sell a product. They were paid, the American Heart Association was given $1.7 million in 1942, which was a lot of money.
To poo-poo it, right?
To poo-poo cholesterol and saturated fat.
Jeez.
By Procter & Gamble so they could sell Crisco.
If I can guess that 7-Up ingredient, would you tell me I'm right? I'll make one more guess.
Okay.
Lithium.
Well, you looked it up. You had somebody look it up.
No. It was one of my guesses. Anyways, Tom's got a text or tweet for you. Go ahead, Tom.
Stop. This is from Justin in South Carolina. Please ask Doc about the health effects of something called bone soup. Doc?
Bone soup. What do you think of bone soup? Ben Fuchs loves bone soup, Doc.
Yeah, we actually have a bone soup product, okay? It's one of our great products. I like to make it with heavy cream. And, of course, you know, I grew up with bone soup because you didn't throw anything away when you grew up on the farm. And you just let the bones simmer in soup all night on the wood stove. And Grandpa would eat the kind of rubbery stuff that was left after the simmering the bones in the water. Sucked all the minerals out of the bones and left the rubbery bone matrix, kind of like the infrastructure rebar of the bone. And he would eat that, which is like glucogel. It helps cartilage and ligaments and tendons and so forth. And then, of course, you drink the soup and you get all the minerals. And people have been doing this for thousands of years. And the people who live the longest in the world are third world cultures who still do this. And so we actually have, you know, one of these shakes. It's a bone broth, and we just love it. So, yes, it's a fabulous, fabulous food, which gives you good minerals, which you can't get any other way.
Doc Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to and the toll-free number to call. Just, you know, keep this number with you because you can call them tonight, tomorrow, whenever you want. 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO. The apps are now available in your app store, so download it for your smartphone. A little bit later on, we're going to tell you for the first time, we have never brought this up, an opportunity for those of you who are looking to get into your own small business. Doc's got some information for you that you can find at criticalhealthnews.com. We'll tell you about that later on. And, of course, we'll take your calls next hour as well. Doc, you know, I figure if we can help one person just tonight, one person, this entire program's worth it. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think you're right, George, but, you know, you have such a great audience. I believe you help thousands of persons every hour that you're on, and so every night, maybe millions, because everywhere I go in the world, and I go to 50 countries every year, I've already been to 16 countries so far this year, and let me tell you, every place I go, I heard you on Coast to Coast. It's just beautiful.
Well, you know, I travel so much. I've become a junior you now because I went out to Walgreens and picked up those little pill cases, and now I just fill them up with all my supplements every day, and I count them. I said, I'm going to be there for 2 days. I need this, 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 and I bring them with me. We're going to be back in a moment with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com.